ません。こんにちは。
Ok, pues si os parece, podemos comenzar con la rueda de prensa de la película Vision, que compite en sección oficial de esta edición del Festival de San Sebastián. Tenemos entre nosotros a Marianne Slott, que es la productora de la película, y a Juliette Binoche, que es la protagonista. Naomi Kawase, desgraciadamente, no ha podido unirse, pero bueno, tenemos aquí todo lo que necesitamos. Vale, pues si os parece... Empezamos con una pregunta.
Buenos días. Mi pregunta va dirigida a Juliette. En el contexto del Me Too de este año y del pasado, habló sin tapujos sobre el acoso y las situaciones incómodas que ha vivido con algunos directores y productores de la industria. También entonces, un centenar de compañeras francesas firmaron un manifiesto en el que, entre otras cosas, decían que el Me Too podía abocar a un puritanismo. Quería preguntarle su opinión sobre el contenido de esa carta y si comparte alguna de esas reflexiones. Gracias.
Bon, j'ai pas bien compris le début de la question parce que j'étais dans les files. Je crois que c'est des mouvements nécessaires parce qu'il faut bien quelques vagues pour faire bouger les bateaux et que la conscience a besoin de ces vagues. C'est pas une fin en soi, mais je pense que les femmes expriment ce qui se passe derrière les portes, que les fenêtres soient ouvertes et les bouches puissent parler, c'est une nécessité. Je crois que le féminin est une nécessité, il a attendu patiemment. Là, c'est vrai qu'il y a une impatience de vouloir... Parce que le féminin a été mis quand même beaucoup de côté pendant des millénaires, mais on n'est pas loin de la vérité. Et on a besoin que des artistes, que des gens, et des femmes et des hommes puissent s'exprimer là-dessus et puissent ouvrir ce désir de parité, oui, parce que par exemple, dans les festivals, le comité de sélection qui est une parité, ça semble tout à fait normal. Après, qu'il y ait plus de femmes, qu'il y ait plus de filles, de femmes ou d'hommes, ça c'est une autre question. Et là, c'est l'art qui doit parler pour lui et les goûts et les couleurs des uns. Mais les goûts et les couleurs sont sélectionnés par des personnes. Donc, qu'il y ait une parité, oui. Me Too, c'est plus, je crois, un mouvement pour que les femmes parlent des violences. Je crois que c'est important de le dire, ouais. Ouais, ouais.
Hola, Juliette, buenos días. Quería preguntarle si en algún momento se perdió en el guión de esta película, que a mí me ha parecido preciosa, y si se perdió en el guión y tuvo que preguntarle cosas a Naomi Kawase o prefirió... no preguntar y dejarse llevar. Y la segunda pregunta es si cree que la religión, como siempre tenemos que creer en algo, si la nueva religión es la naturaleza.
During the shooting, first of all, Naomi said to me that she was writing inspired by the actress she was filming. Because it's more about the person she's filming that she writes the story with. And the first Skype we had together, we talked about different subject matter that interested her, but she asked me very personal questions. Then before starting the shooting, before I arrived in Japan, there was a script, but it was a process, you know, she was still working on it. And as we were going, she changed a few things, it's true, because of the emotion I was going through and the other actors' emotions as well. I knew it was part of the process. So, because she likes to leave it open and discover, you know, what's going on while she's doing it, which is her way of doing. She has the technicians around her are very like one person, and they know how to work with her. Like she doesn't like to have this kind of conventional that you have a silence, you know, yelled at, and then role action. You know, it's not like that at all. The surrounding for the actor has very strong respect for nature, first of all. For the silence that the nature is giving, and or the sounds that nature is giving, and the respect of the actor's atmosphere, I would say, you know. So there's no cuts. It's a way of sliding in, and I was very impressed by that way of working, because I'm not used to it. A little bit with Hao Xiaoxian, the Taiwanese director, because there's a sense of one take, one go. And there's no cutting, and that I really loved. With Naomi, she, you know, there's it's like one animal moving really when she sees there's another angle she wants to film, because the way of filming is always surprising. You know, all the shots she's choosing, there's always something surprising. It's never conventional. And it was an adventure because there was not a script like, you know, beginning, middle, and end. But as we were going, it was happening. And that was the process of it and the joy of it.
La naturaleza como manera de reconectarse con uno mismo, de creer en algo, como nueva religión, ¿cómo lo ves?
I don't know about religion. I'm not sure I'm very interested in it. You know, I love traditions, and I consider myself as a Christian, but I'm very, I'm not of a religion. And I love Taoism as well as Shintoism, as well as Sufism. I found those, you know, traditions very inspiring, and lots of great poets also express, you know, what they feel mostly in nature, because it's always related to where we come from. And when we cut off from those places, nature, you know, the minerals, the plants and the animals, somehow we cut off from ourselves. So that's probably why I can explain or try to explain why I was so moved when I was in the forest near Nara in Yoshino. Because living in a city all the time, being on planes, in trains, in cars, on hotels, wherever I am, it's kind of built always by human beings, and the concept is made by human beings. Suddenly coming back to an environment that I long for, that I'm melancholic for, that for me, that was such a refreshment. And so the emotion I was going through during the shooting, Naomi was very surprised by it, because she goes through nature more often than I do. And I couldn't explain it, because she said, "Why do you cry?" And I don't know, I'm so moved to be here. And that's very much what my character is going through, because she has also a sense that, you know, the perception that something is gonna come. She doesn't know what it is yet. She can do calculation, understand in a certain way, and there's a sense of science in her as well as an artist as well. But she, as she's experiencing the forest, the present time, she's discovering with this intuition that something's gonna happen. And I think that the need to relate to ourselves through nature, it's a real warning. You know, I think this film is necessary because of that, because we have to reconnect with nature, with our deep self, and because we live into a made-up land, and then we lose track of what feels important. We pollute everything we have around us. It's like a toy that we play with, like children, very greedy children, actually. It's never enough. But if we destroy the toy, we'll have nothing to play with. So, you know, polluting the air, polluting the water, polluting the soil. So what do we do now? And what are we going to say to our children? You know, they're going to ask you, where have you been? What did you do? So I think, you know, your question about women, I think it's, we have to open it to environment because it's very linked to me. The awareness of the feminine side of the earth, as well as women, but as very much so about our consciousness, about what we're doing now, and to wake up politics, as well as individuals, the way we live every day, the way we use aircon, the way we use electricity, the way we use, you know, whatever we buy. We need to have consciousness now, because it's, I mean, the scientists are saying it, and they're giving warnings as much as they can. But I feel very much as a, not that I want to be a politician, not at all, because I'm not capable of it, but definitely to have an emotional awareness of and voice in saying, hey, this is, we have to wake up. We really have to wake up. And the media is also, I think, are responsible of that and to talk about it. Because we feel, it feels like we're spectators of something that is happening, and now we have to become actors. We have to take action to go out in the streets, so the politicians are making big and strong and hard commitment to changes with the lobbies, with the ministers of economy, transportation, agriculture. I think it's really... not, I'm not the only one, of course, because you're all kind of nodding, but, you know, it seems. But it's important that we really wake up and do something. And I think the film is very much so in that way, you know, and the emotion to be in this forest and shooting with Naomi, that has always been very sensitive towards, you know, nature, is very much in that sense of movement and change in our consciousness.
Juliet, usted dijo hace unos pocos años en una masterclass que ofreció en el Festival Internacional de Cine de Morelia que la interpretación era para usted una declaración de amor. Usted, además de su prestigiosa carrera en cine, cuida, mima especialmente sus trabajos en teatro. La última joya que ha hecho fue Antígona en Londres. Quisiera preguntarle, ¿le gusta especialmente la comunicación íntima que se establece entre un actor y el público cuando se está trabajando en teatro? Gracias.
When I do movies, I always long for theater, and when I do theater, I always long for movies. You know, it's two loves, but they're the same, you know, it comes from the inside and the outside, the body and soul together. So the choice of Antigone was very interesting for me, because I had to, Ivo Vanov, the director of this play, wanted to do Medea, wanted to do Electra, and I wanted to do Antigone because I think she's a more contemporary character. And there's an awareness of the ontological questions of our responsibility on this earth. And for her, the action is to bury her brother. And the politicians, Creon, don't understand it. For him, she's an outsider. She wants to be independent and decides to put her aside and kill her. So I thought, you know, it's Sophocles, the writer of this play, is a genius in my book. You know, he's such an aware human being. And it was like 500 years before Christ, so it's quite a while ago. And still, the questions in that play are still vivid and truthful nowadays. So it feels like, what have we done in 2,500 years? Because it seems, you know, Antigone is aware of the importance
of the fundamentals and nature, and taking care of the feminine is, for me anyway, part of the fundamental dimension of life. So about stage, what can I say? I love it. And yes, it's acting is an expression of love, as directing, as any kind of forms of art. But art can be everyday basic life. It doesn't need to be called music or painting or whatever. It's the way of living life and involving yourself in everything you're doing. You can make your life art. That's my profound, convincing idea. But that's it.
Volviendo a esta idea de hacer arte de tu vida, yo también tenía una pregunta para Marianne, como productora, ¿no? Porque su filmografía es muy, muy interesante, cómo ha trabajado, pues, por ejemplo, con directores como Lisandro Alonso, Lars von Trier, y quería saber cómo había encarado este nuevo proyecto, y también me interesaba saber, si nos pudiese responder, si la había encarado en parte como una película de género, ¿no? Porque yo, viendo Visión, veo que también es una película que en cierto modo es fantástica, que habla de viajes en el tiempo, más allá de todo lo que es propiamente una película de Naomi Kawase, ¿no? No sé si podrías decir algo al respecto.
I would first of all say that I sent many greetings from Naomi, who's very sorry not to be able to be here tonight. She couldn't take the plane for health reasons, so she greets you all. I'm a producer since many, many years, and I have the big honor and pleasure in working with a lot of great talent. And I think that Naomi, I've been following her work for many, many years, and been feeling very close to it personally, but also, as you know, as a producer, feeling, you know, a desire to work with her. And we had the chance of meeting not so long ago, and I do believe she's a very, very strong female voice from Japan. There's not very many, and I take big honor in my work also to work with female talent and do what I can do as a producer to carry them on into the world scene. Of course, I didn't have to do that with Naomi, because she's very well known and greeted worldwide. But I think that this project was born of a desire also of working together, was having a very strong female team, and Naomi really wanted to work with Juliette, and I have had the big pleasure of making another film with Juliette already, and I love her as a person, I love her works. So then the birth of the project came from there. And about the genre, I don't know, you know, I don't think you can define it. It's a very unique piece of work. I think it's some kind of it's a praise. I would say it's some kind of praise to Mother Earth in a way. I think if somebody can carry us closer into nature and understanding nature and the importance that we have of all times more and more today, is it Naomi? She has. It was very interesting in the shooting, because with Juliette we got installed in a small little house up in the mountains in a little temple. And I think that we were both very, very, very touched, because we kind of felt we were drawn into nature and into this character, which became a very strong character that Juliette was playing up against, I think. And from there on, I think we kind of followed, both me and the producer, and I think Juliette as well, we kind of followed Naomi, who has an extremely, extremely, extremely delicate sense of nature and communicating with nature that I have rarely seen anywhere else. And, you know, on the shooting, it was like, suddenly, you know, we're in the middle of something and she would go and she would catch something in nature as if it was a character in the film. Well, I don't know if it's a precise answer to your question, but it was just to take a little bit into the universe of how this film got born and how it was a very, I would say, a very strong female carried project. We do also have first reactions on the film, and it seems to be that we're very happy to see that it's, we're not very happy to see, but it seems to be that the female audience are taking it in very strongly. I hope part of the male audience as well, but this is the first response that we've had.
Thank you so much.
Hola. Bueno, mi pregunta es para Juliette, y yo le quería preguntar, un poco en relación a lo que se ha preguntado ahora, que es este elemento central de la película, que es esta planta que se llama Visión, que quería saber si en algún momento Naomi Kawase, porque sí que es verdad que para mí la película sí que tiene algo que de repente por momentos me ha conectado con el cine fantástico, también incluso la ciencia ficción. Entonces, quería saber si en algún momento a los actores o a ti, en algún momento de esa parte de escritura de guión, os transmitió de dónde surge ese relato y cómo lo ha construido.
It's very hard to get in sort of Naomi's head. Because as she's going, you know, it's like somebody traveling and finding out as she's going. But vision has always been there, you know, the plant that she's looking for that's going to appear one day, it has always been there. And as we were going, what I really realized it was also a very intimate, what my character is going through is that the truth of what happened in the past. So recognizing something from the past that is so painful and intimate, which is, you know, abandoning a child, was somehow a light in her. And I really believe that in life, when you really facing yourself, and being truthful to who you are without judging yourself, but just accepting, you, inside of you, built a certain light. You can call it confidence, you can call it lightness, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But there's something about it that I found it very profound and mysterious and secret. So that has been my understanding of it. Of course, Naomi has her own journey through it that would be different. We talked about it a little bit, but I don't think she wanted to have any answers because she wants to leave it open for spectators. It's probably very intimate for herself. But that's, for me, that's what I was going through. And also the masculine and the feminine, you know, that we seem to be really looking for something different. But at the end, the resolvement is like we're together. And there's a resolution at the end. Is that clear?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how was the work with the Japanese actors? Preparation and the work with the Japanese actors? Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, Naomi asked everybody, all the actors being called by the names in the script. So I could hardly pronounce their names at the end of the film because I got used to their name on the script. You know, I'm not very good at remembering the foreign names because they seem so complicated. Because, you know, Naomi creates a sort of a world around you as an actor because she wants to help you. You know, she has a very refined and clear way of directing in the sense, I don't like the word very much directing because I think it's false. I like the Koreeda way of saying I'm observing and filming the observation. That's, I find it very much close to the reality of things. But what I can say is that each time that Naomi was telling me something, there was something that was deep and totally focused and right on the money, you know. It was, or asking questions, and in asking questions, there would be not an answer, but a way to go back into the work. So that was very interesting. But because of she was, you know, making this kind of realm around each actor, the idea was for us to never meet to start with. So Nagase was living in part of somewhere in the region, and I was living in this little temple surrounded by women and a wonderful cook, by the way, a Japanese cook. That was Naomi's present to also be in touch with the Japanese flavors and smells. But there was, so we would be kind of aside. And the only time we would meet was during the shooting. So the shooting was kind of exciting at the same time because we were really connecting for the first time in reality, and same with a younger actor.
Takashi Tokoto.
What?
his stage name is Genshin.
Genshin. Yeah, that's very hard. I don't know, there are Japanese journalists here, but it's the language is quite complicated. Anyway, so I would say that I really met with them really when we did the promotion of the film in Japan, because then we could relax and you know, back and forth and have some conversations during the shooting. Was very much, everything was for the shooting. So that was the experience of it.
Mm. Sí. Hola, buenos días. Antes le han preguntado si se perdió en el guión. Yo quería saber si se perdió por el bosque, queriendo, para ver si conectaba todavía más con el personaje y con la historia, si se iba en algún momento sola por ahí, en aquellos parajes. Y hablando de los parajes, quería saber también cómo encontraron esas localizaciones. Es una pregunta para la productora. Gracias.
Yeah, maybe it's a question for the producer. I didn't get lost into the script. That's not what I meant. So I'm sorry. It's not exactly that. And I didn't get lost in the forest. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But no, but I love walking, you know, in the forest, and was mesmerized by the beauty and the height and the stillness and the silences that we all miss, don't we? Do you want to answer the question about the location?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Naomi, it's her world, you know, the forest and Nara's region, and so she knows it very well. And she has a very special way of filming that really she invented. She created a world. And to be Japanese as a woman outside of Tokyo, not being in the realm of the, you know, sort of a, we can say patriotic kind of world, you know, as far as movies go, I think she's a real resistant. She's independent, she's strong, and yet very subtle, and sensitive, and a real spiritual person.
Mm. Maybe I can, I'd just like to add that Nara is her region where she was born and where she's been doing most of all her films. It's kind of, it's like she's in her pocket. She knows everything around it. And I just want to give an image, which was the first one we had, which was really beautiful. Naomi has her team. Everything is very, very silent. She will stand. Nobody will move. And she would say, woo. And then you would see this woman going around. And you will have this crew moving around like an animal in the forest. It was very, very strong. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to film that, actually, mm-hmm. to show it. But she's one with this place and know it very well.
Sí, yo quería preguntar precisamente cuál es la región, si nos puede decir exactamente cuál es la región de Japón donde transcurre el rodaje, en donde están esos parajes, y en qué medida la naturaleza se filtró en la película hasta el punto de condicionar el guión o la acción, ¿no? ¿Cómo se, no sé si la naturaleza se llegó incluso hasta a apoderar de la película?
No, I don't understand. Can you say that again? Hmm. Well, yeah, do you want to answer or? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
It's in the Yoshino Mountains, which is next to Nara, which is the old capital of Japan, east of Osaka. And I would say that it was more being one with nature. Naomi, as I said before, she's one with nature. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, Juliette is as well, when I see her. Juliette is a multi-talented artist, and I had the pleasure of seeing her during all the 6 weeks walking around the forest and actually saw all the pictures she took of many, many trees. You can take pictures of trees very easily, but when you actually see trees like Juliette, it's quite beautiful, and so I would say no, the film didn't take it over, it became one.
Yeah, trees are human beings for me.
Ok, pues pasamos a una última pregunta.
Hello, Juliet. I was in Toronto some days ago and I spoke with Mr. Asayas regarding one of the scenes in his films, in his latest film, mentioning that you seem like you have a great sense of humor, especially nowadays, because your character says in that film that Juliette Binoche would be the ideal to read his book on an audio version. And he told me that, yes, now Juliette Binoche is really, she doesn't afraid of a thing. She is really powerful and she wants to express herself in the most open and wide way that she can. So I would like to ask you if there is something that really scares you in real life nowadays. Thank you so much.
To answer that question is scary. No, just kidding. One of the things that for me was the most scary was to sing. Because each time I was singing, my children would say, just shut up. Whether it was in the car, at home, or, you know, or putting a music on, you know, you say, oh, can we change the music? So I decided to actually do a show of Barbara, who's a French composer and singer. And I'm singing that show. So I'm doing the most terrifying thing I can do at the moment. I've done a tour in China, and I want to continue in 2020 or 21 because I have some films to film before that.
Bueno, pues muchísimas gracias a Marianne y a Juliette.